the rest of the story. So that I can relate what I'm about to relate in first person, the way it really happened, call me Jack. That's my name, Jack Armstrong, the best wrestler in these parts, if I do say so myself. Now, wrestling's more than a sport, as far as my friends and me are concerned. It's the best way to see what a man's made of, and that's why we wrestle newcomers in New Salem. We take them up to a bluff overlooking the Sangamon River, and we just have it out, and then decide for ourselves whether we want that fella around. Well, it was some while back, as I recall, this new fella came to town, took a job at Denton Offutt's General Store. Denton hired him off a New Orleans flatboat, I hear tell. Anyway, the boys and I figured it was time to test him. So we got up this match. Mr. Offutt bet Bill Clary, the tavern keeper, that his clerk could beat me. He bet all of $5. But an odd thing happened. This new feller refused to wrestle by local rules, which we call tussling and scuffling. He said that he'd never had and never would. He insisted on a fancy formal wrestle, starting with a side hold. I ought to have been suspicious, starting right then, but as I say, I'm the best wrestler in these parts. However, he wanted to get beat, so that was no concern of mine. The day came. Most of the men in town gathered. This other feller and I went at it. Amazing, I thought, how balanced and strong he was. In fact, before I knew it, I was down. Well, then we started over, and I got dusted again. Now, if he won a third fall, he would sweep the match. And we were ready to start. When one of the boys took me aside and he said, Jack, Mr. Offutt's thrown us a ringer. This boy's a professional. This boy's been doing professional wrestling, has a reputation back east and all the way up and down the Mississippi. His uncle is a famous wrestler. Even his mama's a famous wrestler. So Jack, he said, what are you going to do? Well, my answer was, I'm going to do the best I can, but it wasn't good enough. When we started again, I could feel that before long I would break my hold. I couldn't even get a dogfall out of that. Mr. Clary, the tavern keeper, hollered, throw him any way you can, Jack. So frustrated, realizing I was about to lose anyhow, I went back to reliable old tussle and scuffle. I grabbed my opponent by the leg and gave it a twist and threw him hard to the ground. Now, I know how I'd have felt if he'd done that to me. And I know what I'd have done to him. I'd have come at him with both fists. But you know what he did? He laughed. He laughed, and then I laughed. And before long, all of the boys out there on the bluff were just laughing. This new feller was not the new feller anymore. Nope, you see, he was one of us now. Now, I heard somebody later say that the wrestling match in 1831 was a turning point in his 22-year-old life. That it showed him that sometimes laughing gets you more than winning. And the reason that I, Jack Armstrong, am still the best wrestler in these parts is because he left New Salem, Illinois one day. He went into politics. Could that be? Starting out as a frontier wrestler named Abraham Lincoln. By now you know the rest of the story.